W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
This is the WTH podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in. It's Monday. Monday is for grievances. We'll get to all of those. We've all got something that's been bugging us. Some of us will be funny. Some of us will just be angry. Plus, meanwhile in Arizona, someone was very upset with no chocolate ice cream.
Ooh.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And what will small town news bring? Oh, the people of Plattsburgh, New York are speaking out. What are they angry with? The word eyesores is used. Just going to say that. There's your hint.
Ooh.
Ooh. Before we get into the show, let's say thank you, everybody, for listening to the show, telling a friend. Please, if you like the show, tell someone you know who might like the show as well.
Yeah, just say, hey, what the hell?
Yeah.
Why don't you listen to WTH Pod?
WTHpod.com. If you're old school, NateDarlingShow.com. You can find it there. It's the same. It's the same place. New name.
If you just look up Jason Casey, Kareem Daniels,
well,
and Nate Darling.
So let me just say this. We will soon have, and we may by the time this show drops, have a separate feed that is specifically for WTH Pod. It will have none of the old Nate Darling Show stuff on it.
Oh.
It's all been submitted. It's all been submitted. So because we want to get new people in listening. We're still going to put it out on the... If you've been subscribed, you've been listening, don't worry. It's all going to stay there.
It's going to stay there.
It's going to stay in the same feed.
Same great taste.
Mm-hmm.
Different name.
Yeah. If you go to the website, it's WTHpod.com. Three guys, one world, unlimited crazy.
Bam.
It's pretty... I thought that pretty much said what we do.
It's crazy up in here.
What we do. You can also call and leave us a message, and if it's fun, we'll play it back on the show. Just call us and say, what the hell?
Yeah, just tell us what the hell.
Or, I mean, if there's something that you saw that you want to let us in on, I would highly encourage you to tell us about it and then go, what the hell? And we would love to have those and play them on the show.
Oh, and like, yeah, you could just like, it could be like almost like an anonymous tip line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Just say, hey.
You can email us as well. It's WTHpod916@gmail.com.
Boom.
Somebody who does like a what happened podcast took to WTHpod@gmail.com. I'm like, what do you... No.
They can just suck a dick.
Like, whatever. They can do whatever they like. I will say this, the fastest thing that got us up, sounds dirty, Google Podcasts was the fastest one to get us on the service.
Oh, yeah.
The fastest. Then Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the slowest. But that's where most people listen to podcasts. So we're going to be there. We're going to be here next week. Jason will not be here. It's going to be Kareem and I holding down the fort. Kareem will have stories from North Carolina. Jason will be home with two young children and a wife watching unlimited episodes of Teen Mom. as we speak, maybe.
As we speak.
I'm not sure. How long do they expect her to be in the hospital?
So most likely we'll be out on Monday morning. So I'll be able to play this podcast for her as we're leaving.
Sweet.
Let her know that I love her so much and she's an amazing mom.
It's a short drive. Maybe the morning crunch wrap podcast.
Yeah, that's probably better.
Yeah. I mean, that's only 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah. And that'll be perfect because that'll take the time to get out of the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going on Saturday at 5 p.m. She's scheduled for 5:30. She'll have the baby. They'll do the C-section and get the baby out. And, We'll start this game all over again. This time, it's so funny though. Like after you've already had one, like so much of like the fear and not all the stuff that you're unsure of, you're just kind of like, it's going to fucking happen. I'm not going to get any, like, I know now, like the first night that CJ, like when the first night with Chris and CJ, like, cause like we'd already been in the hospital for like 24 hours at least.
Right.
Because they hadn't given, like, she hadn't had a, like, they ended up having to give her an emergency C-section. So we've been up for like 24 hours. She's been in pain and then she has the kid. And then that night, that following night, so I haven't had almost any sleep at all. That following night, CJ's just crying so much. And like, I'm like, I can't do this, Chris. I can't do this. She's like, you have no choice.
I've been gutted like a trout.
Yeah. So I'm not going to have that moment again, you know, so.
Not if you're smart.
Well, no, but it just like, I know, like, I had to sit there and watch my daughter cry because I won't let her play with the lid to the juice bottle, you know, because she's putting it in her mouth. Like, I had to sit there and watch her, like, you know, listen to her cry or whine about that for 10 minutes. So I can deal with it now.
I'll give you something to cry about.
I would never say that.
You can say it. You just don't want to physically assault your child. That doesn't mean you can't threaten.
No, what I usually do is I'll say, I'm going to give you something to cry about. The environment, as you know, it's not going to exist in 20 years. It'll be a scorched earth. And you'll have to deal with it. I couldn't get her to stop crying for a day after I said that to her. Just saw the innocence leave her eyes.
Yeah, here's another thing to cry about. Yeah. By the time Daddy is ready to retire, Social Security won't be able to pay anything out. So guess
who's living with you?
Well, the good news is you won't have moved out anyway, so... This is how it's just going to be.
Just we'll be here for the rest of our lives.
Yep. Me, mother, and the tube, and you and your sister. Straight on through. We may let you take a husband, but we have one bedroom.
Yeah. So, anyhow.
It'll be the family bed.
Oh, man. Yeah, what's it? What's the opposite of hope?
Trump.
It starts with a D. What is it?
Donald. Donald Trump. The opposite of hope.
This is the way things will remain. Like nothing will ever get better. It's going to be like this.
Oh, well, fantastic.
Right? And then I'll be able to teach her about nihilism. So it's awesome.
Ooh. Ooh. I encourage a lot of René Descartes. You can leave out the Dr. Seuss and just roll in some René Descartes.
I already am.
Mm, perfect.
She needs to be ready.
Yeah.
She needs to know how to fire guns, you know, shoot things, you know.
Gut things.
Yeah, you know, survive out the land.
Mm-hmm,
get
mm-hmm.
it.
Well, you can just Game of Thrones on repeat.
Luckily, her grandparents live up on Lake Ontario. It'll be a nice beach town by then. You know, it'll be sunny. You know, like it might get to the hundreds some days.
Well, here's the thing, because it's not global warming; it's climate change. It may just winter may be coming.
Yeah, winter will come.
Winter may be coming. Game of Thrones reference. I don't know. At this point, obviously, we record this a week ahead, so we don't know what happened on this week's Game of Thrones. Oh,
people died.
Well, duh.
It's been very, very light, except for that whole town that was killed.
Yeah, it's been pretty boring and dull on the dying.
Yeah, we need to get to the...
There's been a lot of yapping and drinking.
People getting knighted. Ugh.
Although, yeah, well, episode two, the tale of the wildling who killed the giant and then climbed in his widow's bed and suckled her teat.
For 3 months. Oh, and it's so funny. Like, have you seen the posts from like the Root and stuff like that about like... black people in white spaces, because like there's been read, because like there's the Dothraki who came and the Solied, right? That so like they're this from another land, like the Middle East, pretty much, like the desert, and they come there, and all the white people are just looking at them sideways, and they're just like, oh, this is definitely a comment.
The headline is Sunday's episode of Game of Thrones was a masterclass on how to survive in white spaces. The Cliff Notes version, bring a jacket, plan for the future, get another white person to vouch for you, be nice to the boss, don't expect a promotion, don't expect them to understand why you do what you do. They're going to take advantage of you. Get used to white music. There's always one cool-ass white guy. But when the shit goes down, now then you're a team and now everyone needs you. I mean, yeah. Yeah. That sounds like working in TV, really. It doesn't have to be a race thing. All right, let's get to this. Monday is for grievances, so oh, you know what?
Oh no.
Oh, yeah, I know.
No.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Exactly.
What the hell?
You're a smart motherfucker, that's right.
No, clearly I'm not.
And now it's time for the airing of the f***ing grievances.
I'm going to go with a real quick one first and then come back around. My first grievance is me not remembering to pop the board back up. Idiot!
Oops.
Gah! All right. Let's get into this. Jason, let's start off with you. What has... what has irritated and caused your anus to itch and be angry?
Man. I know I've done it before, but just myself. Like, I just need to remember not to be an asshole.
I think everyone needs to remember that.
And I've been an asshole a couple times in the last week and a half. And I know a lot's going on. But... you know, I just realize it. And I'm just like, I don't mean to be an asshole. I just end up being like, you know, I call up a place. Like, I eat out one day a week at work, right?
Look, I'm trying to make this funny.
Yeah. And there's this place called Kiki's Chicken. And I'll go there and I'll get the Kiki's fries with chicken on it. And it's awesome. It's amazing. But I called up there last Friday. And I'd waited all week about it, and I was like, oh, man, it's going to be great. And I call up to order it, and the woman's like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a while. We're really busy right now. It's going to be like about a 20-minute wait. And I'm taking your order down by pencil on a pad of paper, so just know that. And I was like, if you don't want me to come in, you could just say you don't want me to come in right now. She's like, no, I'll be happy to take your order. And I was like, nah, thanks. And I hung up. And I was just kind of an asshole. That was kind of an asshole move. Like, she was trying to be helpful and courteous to let me know to expect, you know, a little bit of a wait.
I don't think she was.
You don't think so?
Nope.
So you think I'm not an asshole in this situation?
Well, no, I think you were, because if you weren't, you would have just gone there and stood in line like everybody else, because they're busy as fuck, and she had to tell you, look, I'm busy as fuck, I'm writing down your order on a pad of paper, because this place is busy up in here, and you're taking me away from making chicken for people to answer the phone, because you don't want to stand in line, because you're exercising your white privilege.
Not necessarily the case of how things work there, but yeah, I know. So that's why I thought I was an asshole there.
But not for the reason you thought.
I was an asshole today, and I really should be telling these to the people that I've been an asshole to.
Well, this isn't your 12-step program. This is a podcast.
But anyhow, I've been very on edge, and I mean, rightly so. A lot of shit's going down in my life right now, so it's okay to be a little stressed. I just need to remember to give other people grace and not be such an asshole. So, Jason, you're a fucking dick. Don't be an asshole. You know, remember, everybody's going through shit too.
Kareem,
you brought up mine, white privilege. So, the video I sent you about the... Okay, so white people. Any place where there's green grass and or it looks like a park...
It's not your fucking park.
is not your fucking park. It is not a place that people want your fucking dogs and their shit, or you for that being. So Howard University,
okay,
historical black college, who's been around for probably about 200 years. So the white people that have gentrified DC have, okay, so they have decided to use the yard, which is the university place for the kids to hang out, as their dog park.
Wow.
Yeah. It is not your fucking place. It is not your park. There are fucking dog parks in the city for you. Go there. Stay the fuck off the yard. And then you wonder why black people look at you like you're fucking crazy or you're fucking stupid. And this, I don't want to call him a punk ass because then it sounds like I'm gay bashing because he was obviously gay, said that they should take their university out of Washington, D.C.
Okay.
If they didn't want to be a part of the community. You moved to a black neighborhood where there was a black college that's been there for 200 fucking years. Take your ass back to wherever you the fuck you came from.
Okay, now, devil's advocate here. What if they're just saying, look, we're trying to improve the neighborhood. Get on board and come along.
No, get the fuck off the yard. Get the fuck off.
But you don't understand. Having a black university right next to my house is definitely like not helping the value.
Look,
get the fuck off.
The other thing is, wouldn't the black university be better out in the countryside where there's plenty of room to roam about freely? And
no, take your ass to the countryside where you were before you moved to beside the black university.
No, but you don't understand. Like if they made this a university for other people too, like, and not just like racists.
Yeah, we got white people. We got white people here. They're not your kind of white people. Get the fuck off the yard. Don't bring your dog on the fucking yard. And the thing is, the kids said they don't have a problem with you cutting through the yard or walking. But don't treat it like it's your fucking park. It's not your house.
What?
Get the fuck out of
it. Don't play frisbee with your dog.
Don't play frisbee with your dog.
Yeah.
Pick your dog shit up when you go through.
Well, that should go without saying.
Yeah. No. Get the fuck off the yard. It is not your place.
Yeah. You're lucky that you're lucky that the faculty have just kind of sat on this and not done anything.
No, that's changing.
I know it is. Yeah. It's gonna. Now it has to. Because yeah. They don't want one of the students
yeah.
getting in trouble for telling a white person what to do.
Yeah, stay the fuck off the yard. Some shit's simple. You don't belong everywhere. Sorry. No, you moved to their neighborhood. They didn't move to your neighborhood.
Yeah, and they don't have a problem with you walking across the yard.
Yeah.
But just keep moving.
Yeah, keep moving. Just keep right on going.
Keep moving. Hey, this is, you better watch out too. Don't let them catch you there after the lights go off.
Look, if I can't be at Harvard or Yale and be paying tuition and you do not call the cops on me, then you can't just be walking across the fucking yard.
I don't know. Maybe you're in a car and you get shot at.
Yeah, no,
you for no reason, just because you're driving a car.
Yeah, like you can't. You know, you can't be across the fucking yard.
This is like the second. Like this is like the fifth straight day of like protests at Yale. Like for like they shot.
Good God, a Yale man!
No, but it was. I believe it was two African Americans that were in a car, and their car could have been a car that was involved in something else, and the cops got out and just shot at the car.
Yeah. No.
And like, there's been protests there daily since.
Yeah. So stay the fuck off the yard.
All right. Speaking of the yard, went to a baseball game last Monday, and that brings me to my grievance, and that grievance is angry old dudes at the ballpark.
Is there any other type of dude?
Look. So, you go to a daytime ball game here in Sacramento, you know you're going to get a lot of old people.
Yeah.
Just because it's the middle of the day.
Right.
You're going to get kids, you get old people, you're going to get some businesses doing their thing, and it's going to be a small crowd. But this one particular old fella, I'm going to be nice and not call him names, despite what he deserves. First of all, He, like many other people, sat in the wrong seat. Not the seat he bought. Which you wouldn't think is a big deal. There's plenty of empty seats there. And it wouldn't be, except while he was sitting in this seat that he didn't buy, on the pad that he brought, he was eating peanuts and throwing the shells on the ground. So when the people who did buy the seats came and showed up, they had to stomp around in his goddamn peanut shells.
What a jerk.
So then he gets up and moves. He's like, oh, yeah, sorry. So he moves back. And he's across the aisle from my father-in-law and I. So I get to eye this guy. He's wearing absolutely no merchandise that would affiliate him with any team. I've got an Angels hat on because the Salt Lake Bees are there. And they're the Angels farm team. Most everybody else who's there, who didn't come from the office, is wearing either Giants gear, River Cats gear, something like that, that says, I'm a fan of what's happening here in front of me. Not this guy. Oh, no. He was wearing a beige sun cap, as one would expect.
Okay, yeah. It's old guy. He was
wearing a golf shirt.
All right, all right.
He was wearing tan shorts.
Were they cargo shorts?
I don't recall. Okay. I don't believe right, so. Right, I think right. He's too old for cargo shorts.
Okay, okay.
And of course, what was he wearing for shoes?
Classic dad shoes. New Balance.
Yes, correct. New Balance. White New Balance shoes.
With white socks.
Black
yeah.
Black socks, though?
No, white socks. Kareem, you clearly don't know old white guys.
Yeah, that's like my dad outfit almost.
Okay. So what he's wearing is immaterial to all of this. He then sits there, and he proceeds throughout the game to yell insults at both teams.
Oh, he just doesn't give a fuck.
He's just yelling random stuff out at the field, and it's... And he's mixing in just nonsensical terms that may be old guy terms, but I don't think they are. I think they're just nonsense.
What, like what type of terms?
I forget exactly what it was, but it was something along the lines of, well, if you keep doing that, it's a goofliggity.
Oh, man, go home.
And so these dudes that were like four or five rows in front of us go, yeah, I don't know what that was, but yeah. So here's what I'm saying. When you go to the game, baseball should be about joy. And if you're going to be that angry at everything around you, don't come.
Maybe. Yeah. Just the devil's advocate here.
Sure. We aspire to devil's advocate here.
Devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the one place that he comes. And can be an asshole to anybody and everybody on the field because they don't give a fuck. And then he goes home and he's a pleasant, wonderful man. And like he's the best husband and he's an amazing dad. He tips 25% cash everywhere he goes.
He doesn't steal silverware.
He's just an all around amazing guy. And the reason he's like that is because he can come on a Monday afternoon and say things like, well, if that's the way you're going to do it, you might as well get in the snippety snop, you stupid snipper.
The language he was using, now, there was the anger with it, but the language he used reminded me of something that you would say if you played an angry old man in an improv sketch and you didn't want to be specific.
Oh, that's just no hokety-pokety about that.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. It was that.
Well, bam, fizzle on that drum drop.
Now, thank goodness he didn't have the stamina to do it enough to really irritate me.
Oh, okay, I'm going to take a rest here. I'm conflagrated from all my impulsive yelling.
Baseball's about joy. Spread the joy. That's all I'm saying. All right, so let's, now that we're past that complaining... something that brought me great joy. All in the Family and the Jeffersons are returning to TV for a one-night reboot on ABC, and it's going to be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel and Norman Lear. And now there were two of the boldest and most beloved sitcoms of the 70s and early 80s. Both shows so groundbreaking that many pop culture spectators and industry insiders have long claimed they'd never even make it on network TV these days. But Norman Lear, the writer and producer behind both hits, is ready to prove the naysayers wrong with a one-night-only live special featuring new stars in the old roles. Standing in for Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton are Woody Harrelson as Archie Bunker and Marissa Tomei as Edith. In the original series, which puts the spotlight on racism, sexism, socioeconomic inequalities, and a number of other societal concerns, the Bunkers were a blue-collar family who lived alongside their entrepreneurial neighbors, George and Louise Wheezy Jefferson, a couple of characters that proved so popular they got their own show and moved on up to the East Side to a deluxe apartment in the Sky II. Now, in the upcoming primetime special, which is set to air on ABC in May, the duo who famously moved on up, as I mentioned, will be beside their old neighbors again. The role of George, made famous by Sherman Hemsley, will be played by Jamie Foxx, while Wheezy, which was portrayed by Isabel Sanford, will be brought to life by Wanda Sykes. Other stars set to be seen in the production are Ellie Kemper, Will Ferrell, and Justina Machado. Will Ferrell is playing Tom Willis, by the way. So it's Jimmy Kimmel and 96-year-old Norman Lear hosting the broadcast. Will you be watching? Are you excited? Jason.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Are you excited?
I'm excited to see what I like all the people involved. So yeah, I'm not like this wasn't something that I was asking for. I'm not excited about this like I am about Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, like the third
Bill and Ted 3.
Yeah, I'm not excited on that level or for Thursday night. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's exciting, right?
We'll see. We'll see how well they pull it off. Kareem, what do you think? You're right in the wheelhouse like I am for this show.
I don't know.
What do you think of the casting? Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes.
Yeah, I'm not too. I mean, they're both funny, but I don't know. I don't see them as George and Wheezy.
Yeah, I was the Wanda Sykes casting was the one that puzzled me the most.
Yeah,
that puzzled me the most. I mean, Marissa Tomei is a little puzzling as well. I mean, I know she's played a variety of characters, but she doesn't feel like an Edith Bunker to me.
I just wonder what their age, like, I feel like one of the things that we have, like, why it seems weird for us is because we've grown up with those characters, those people, and, right. Like, they don't see, like, we think of Carol Connor and Sherman Hemsley as, like, old guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if Carol O'Connor was, like...
What if I told you that Carol O'Connor was younger...
That's what I'm saying.
He's actually a year younger than Jamie Foxx is right now when he started All in the Family.
That's what I'm saying. That's
Carol O'Connor looked the same for like 30 years.
Yeah. He really did. But yeah, he was born in 1924. It debuted in 1970. So he would have been 46 when it debuted. Woody Harrelson's 47.
Yeah.
So Woody Harrelson's actually older.
Yeah, I don't. And yeah, I don't see.
Now, when you look at the people and the way they dressed and the way they carried themselves, the way a 47-year-old looks today is not reminiscent of the way a 47-year-old looked in 1970. It's day and night.
So I'm sure that it's going to be one of those things that we're going to see them in their makeup and everything, and we're all going to be like, oh, shit.
But are they going to do, the thing is, do they have to do makeup? Why do they have to do they need to look like Carol O'Connor? I don't think they do.
I kind of think that they have to pay a lot of homage to them. If it's going to be a true, it's supposed to be like.
Who's going to be Gloria?
I don't think they've cast that. Hold on.
Is that Ellie, who's Ellie Kemper?
Ellie Kemper. I think that's who Ellie Kemper's playing. Yeah.
That's, what's her name?
Sally Struthers.
Kim, Kimmy Schmidt. That's who Ellie Kemper is.
Oh, okay.
So,
and she's on The Office.
Yeah, it's one night only in May. As soon as I saw that was the morning crunch wrap for the next day.
Yeah.
I was super stoked on it. I'm really excited to see what they do with it.
Yeah.
Because
Well, the thing is like all the like a lot of the people that they have on, like Wanda Sykes is a writer, so I know that she's going to have a hand in making, you know, good decisions as far as that's concerned. I also know Ellie Kemper is a good writer, and seeing what she's written before, so I know that there's at least two people that are involved that are probably going to be doing some type of additional.
Well, and Jimmy Kimmel, I, you know, whatever you might think about Jimmy Kimmel, he's not going to put out garbage.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is a big thing. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
I'm really curious about what it's going to look and feel like. And I'm really waiting for Will Ferrell to really come out as Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
As Tom Willis is Ron Burgundy.
is he so really?
Who is Helen Willis?
I don't think they've cast that yet. Okay. They're still casting this. It's going to be live that night. So on the East Coast, it's going to be live. On the West Coast, it's going to be obviously tape delayed.
Man, that's so fucking bullshit. So bullshit.
Well, it's midweek too, so it would be like 5 o'clock here.
That's fine. Get off early that day, bro. Let's watch it. Let's have an all in the family fucking watch party.
But that is coming up. I am excited, and let's hope they don't screw it up. Meanwhile, MMA fighter Joyce Vieira was doing a sexy photo shoot near a beach in Brazil, and we were mentioning when can women hit guys? Well, she punched her alleged masturbator. She's a Brazilian MMA fighter, said she was forced to stop a sexy beach photo shoot this month when she saw some creepo rear naked choking his own chicken while watching her from the bushes. And then she proceeded to beat his ass. That's some good writing from TMZ Sports right there. The woman is Joyce Vieira. She's 27 years old. She's an amateur fighter and swimsuit enthusiast from Brazil. And apparently her Instagram page is fire. She claims she was posing for pics with her photo crew when they noticed a guy watching her nearby. And when she approached him, Joyce claims his penis was out and it was obvious he was pleasuring himself. Vieira reportedly told the Brazilian news outlet the guy was making noises and groaning. And when she told him to cut it out, he replied, "Why? You don't like it? Come here." So she did. And she punched him. Then she filed a police report. And when cops spoke with the alleged whack job, he claimed he was not doing the old five-knuckle shuffle, no relation to the John Cena move, but rather innocently peeing in the bushes. The case is still open and cops are still continuing the investigation. So I don't think that was what he was expecting when she went over to him.
I don't think so either.
Hey, come on over here. All right.
What he's like, score.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing is, women are taking things into their own hands. For instance, in St. Louis, a woman trashed a burger joint over their lack of chocolate ice cream. Incensed that a St. Louis hamburger joint had run out of chocolate ice cream, a female suspect went on a 2:25 a.m. rampage, breaking out the restaurant's windows with a baseball bat and spitting on employees. Officials are seeking the public's help in identifying the woman who trashed the Rally's Hamburgers outlet on March 27th. According to a St. Louis police summary, investigators classified the incident as a burglary and listed three women as victims. The suspect, cops say, became enraged after ordering her food and then used an aluminum baseball bat to break the glass windows of the business and threaten the victims, none of whom were injured. Investigators say the woman went ballistic after the Rally's workers informed her they only had vanilla ice cream. When she learned that there was no chocolate in stock, she spit on the employees and then set upon the business windows with a baseball bat. Unclear whether the woman entered the Rally's with a baseball bat or went back to her car to get it when she learned that there was no chocolate ice cream. She then fled in a gray SUV before police responded to 911 calls. Police described her as a black woman between the ages of 25 and 35, wearing blue jeans, a green jacket, and a yellow shirt.
Oh, when he said spit on, I already knew that.
fun times.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No. It's 2:25 a.m., man. Come on.
You want your chocolate ice cream. It's
what the hell? What the hell?
Just think, if you want ice cream and it's 2:25 in the morning, like, you really probably want your ice cream. They should have said, listen, we don't have chocolate, but I have some chocolate sauce. I'll make you like a chocolate ice cream. Is that all right? Can I just make that for you right now?
Oh boy. That was
That's too bad.
It really is. It's, you know,
just don't be an asshole.
Well, don't come back. You know what? Maybe go, oh, well, I guess I'm not going to order food here. I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then storm out in a huff.
Yeah, like I do.
Like Jason does when he calls the restaurant and they go, sir, we're really busy and I'm writing down your order on a paper pad with a pencil.
I just feel like my
fuck you, lady. I'm going home.
I just said what I was feeling, which was, if you don't want me to order, just say that you don't want me to order.
What she was saying is, sir, you're being an asshole. And not because you're ordering, but because you're calling me to order.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take my chicken and leave.
All right.
Unfortunately, Ken. I did go to Taco Bell, though, and got one of their dollar nacho tacos. And they're, for a dollar, I think I found out how we could solve world hunger.
Oh. There you go.
Lettuce, tomato, cheese, nacho cheese sauce, some crispy chips in it. I mean, you can't go wrong with some ground beef.
You can't unless you actually have to squat in a ditch to poo.
Yes.
I mean, if you got a bidet and all the room in the world,
true
then
that.
Sure.
True that. True
and
that.
You used a lot of hot sauce.
Oh, they have one with jalapenos on it.
Oh, my God.
Tell you, man. $2, man. You can have lunch. It's nuts. It's nuts.
It's nuts.
Nacho says. Cheese nuts. It's like D's.
All right. Now it's time for a feature I call Meanwhile in Arizona. Get rid of that song. Band called Arizona.
Of course, this is a band named Arizona.
This isn't. Oh. Headline, day laborer forced to have sex at gunpoint. An Arizona couple is charged with luring a day laborer to their Phoenix home and forcing the man to have sex at gunpoint with the female suspect.
It's a jackpot, bro.
Are there pictures?
Oh, yes. Please hold. According to investigators, the victim was picked up last Monday outside of Home Depot by Brenda Acuna Aguero, 39, who said she needed help moving items at her home. Now, the victim told cops when he reached the residence that she began to talk sexual to him and said it was her fantasy to have sex with a laborer and that she wanted to have sex with him. When he declined to have sex, her husband, Jorge Murrieta Valenzuela, who's 45, entered the room carrying a rifle. Cops charged that he placed the firearm against the victim's chest and told him, quote, that he was going to have sex with his wife or he'd shoot him. As alleged in a Superior Court complaint, the victim engaged in a series of sexual activities with her while their husband was taking pictures of them and recording them with his cell phone. Additionally, the victim said that the husband directed him to move into different sexual positions. Now, before allowing the man to leave, the couple took his Mexican visa and driver's license, which they said they would return the next day. If he did not show up the following morning, the couple warned, they would send explicit photos to his wife in Mexico. They told him they would get Viagra for him the next day. Good Lord. The husband then drove the victim back to Home Depot.
Wow.
Later in the afternoon, he contacted the victim and told him to return to the house immediately, warning if he did not come back to have sex again that he would send the sex pictures to his wife. When the man did not respond to the WhatsApp message, the photos were forwarded to the day laborer's spouse. Now, after being contacted by the victim, cops subsequently executed a search warrant at the home. During an interview, the wife reportedly confessed, admitting that she knew her husband was going to confront the victim with the rifle and that he was going to record the sexual encounter without the victim's consent. She also admitted to participating in a sexual fantasy scenario, according to the complaint, and the husband also reportedly confessed to wielding the rifle and threatening to send explicit photos to the victim's spouse. The husband, police noted, admitted that he and his wife had done this approximately 4 times prior with random men. Photos and videos found on their cell phones indicate they had participated in a similar incident in March. That victim is unknown. They've been charged with sexual assault, aggravated assault, an unlawful recording of a person, locked up in lieu of $250,000 bond.
Wow.
Man, they should just give everything that they own to that guy
and his family. They should be automatic citizens.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, but can you imagine having to explain that to your wife?
No.
Right? Oh, so all of a sudden she's getting all these photos of you having sex with this weird woman.
Like, woman, like, honey, he had a gun on me. Like, yeah, motherfucker, I believe that shit.
Also in Arizona, stalker accused of sending 159,000 text messages doesn't get why she's in jail.
Oh, this chick is crazy as fuck.
The woman accused of sending a man more than 159,000 text messages after a single date, including death threats and her desire to bathe in his blood, says it's ridiculous she's been jailed without bail since last year. Saying, I can't believe it's turned into this, she told the Arizona Republic. From jail in Maricopa County, prior to being found mentally incompetent to stand trial, I can't believe I'm actually in jail over some text messages. Remember when text messages were 10 cents each to send?
Damn, good thing she had the unlimited plan.
Right?
Oh, she said she wanted to wear his bones or some crazy shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things. She doesn't understand why she's in jail. I think that's... You've sent 159,000 text messages, many of them threatening, and you don't understand why you're in jail.
Listen, I just said, if I had a perverted imagination, what would I think?
and then
I wrote all these weird things, just like I was literally playing with my imagination, and it turned out that it scared him.
Yeah, no kidding. The cops arrested her last April while she was taking a bath in his home while he was out of the country. She allegedly took her two dogs, food, and a bottle of wine with her, along with an 8-inch butcher knife that was found in the front passenger seat of her Mercedes. How does she have a Mercedes?
She's just got it.
She must be a realtor. no offense, realtors. Just kidding. But all realtors drive Mercedes.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the car of the realtor. Yeah. Wow. What's going on in Arizona?
It gets hot.
Hot.
Not that hot in April.
No, but there's a lot of sun still.
Mm.
It bleaches your mind.
It's the Florida of the West. Florida of the North, Ohio, Florida of the West, Arizona. All right, it's time for us to get the fudge out of here, and we do that, of course, with this.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All the good people of Plattsburgh, New York are complaining about eyesores. Now that the condemned eyesores on Cook Street in Dannemora are slated for demolition, maybe the assigned wrecking balls can be fitted with an extra long cable and demolish the condemned eyesore on Couch Street in Plattsburgh? That would be about a 30-mile cable. For those unfamiliar with the geography. Hey, it's going to be Easter soon, and some people and even churches still have Christmas decorations and lights up. Come on now, people. Take them down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really weird to have the baby Jesus out while Jesus being crucified on Good Friday.
Well, he needs to see what it'll
Fair
become.
Point. Fair point.
He needs to see what will become of him.
Right. Eyes wide open, Jesus. Gee, let me see. What's better for the city? Tear down an abandoned bank to build a parking lot so people can go to bars? Or think long-term and fix the Webb Island footbridge to allow students a way to get to the high school for an education? That's a tough one. Perhaps the common council thinks spending money in bars is more productive than getting an education. By the way, the people spending money in the bars are the ones that are at the college there. So they are getting an education. Ah.
And they're having to walk a few extra miles.
Well, I guess that makes one ponder the question. What is more important? Parking lot to access bars or an education? I say, well, this is just me. I'm going to editorialize right here. Why can't we have both?
Yeah, why can't we have both? Why does it have to be one without the other?
Right?
Why are they, like, do they know how the budget is earmarked?
By the way, the Common Council reminds me of the Small Council on Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely similar.
There's like three idiots there, and they're rotating at the whim of someone. Except I think it's voters. Hey, it's time for Republicans to pay back the money that they took from people. Republicans took trips, bought telephone booth for their office vacation. Oh, sorry. Bought telephone booth for their office, vacations, plane tickets for their pet rabbits, tax fraud, and not one penny has been paid back to the taxpayers. That's a lot of random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's our money, and we deserve to have it back. Trump is not helping. Pushed it under the rug just like gun control. Need to see Trump's taxes. What's he hiding? Time for change now!
I think the rabbits thing, isn't that referring to Hunter?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it's Congressman Hunter. He was, and he's done a couple of those things, I think.
Maybe. Hey, speaking of Hunter, Kevin Hunter fired from the Wendy Williams show after the divorce.
Of course. She got the show.
Yeah, well.
she got the show in the divorce.
Should be fired.
Well, it turned ugly for a bit. Although Wendy Williams has made her living criticizing other people and dishing dirt. So it's interesting to see her chickens come home to roost.
Does she have to dish on her own dirt?
She has not dished her own dirt in the same way that she dishes on other people.
Mm.
And has for 20 years.
Well, that's Wendy
20
Williams.
20 plus years on the radio before that. And finally, really happy the city passed a burn ban. My neighbor burns leaves and garbage from the early spring till the beginning of winter. Can't open windows because of the smell, but no one will do anything about it.
Well, they did.
Yeah, they passed a burn ban.
Now what are you going to complain about, bro?
Yeah. You know, you need a long hose.
My neighbor has been charcoal grilling every night this week, and I'm tired of smelling the delicious meats coming from his house.
My neighbor has a smoker, and that son of a bitch is out there every night smoking his meats. I've had enough of him.
Had enough of it. And he hasn't even given me a rib.
Not even one rib?
Not one.
Not one rib.
Oh, son of a bitch. Just a son of a bitch.
That's the way it goes. Alrighty, everybody, that's going to do it for us. Hope you have a great week. Next week, Jason will be tending to his newly enlarged family. Kareem and I will be back with more things to make you go, what the hell?
Maybe I'll call in.
Ooh, we can try that. I don't think that's probably going to happen. I'm not going to hold my breath on that one.
We'll see.
We'll see. I mean, we can do it. We have the technology to do that and make it happen. So, everybody enjoy the rest of your Monday or whenever you're listening to this, and we'll see you next time. And by the way, I want to remind you again, hold on, let me get the phone number for you. If you go to WTHpod.com, it's right there on the banner. Call us anytime, 916-281-9390, and tell us about something that made you say, what the hell?
What the hell?
And if we like it, we'll play it back on the show. All right. For Kareem and Jason, I am Nate, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.